Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Thank you. Library is not a data center for... Yes, you're kind of breaking up, but I can hear you enough. Yes, the point is really
really, really interesting where you said that library itself is not a deficit of books, but it is a place where you can share and also share ideas and also make the ideas alive. That's what you're saying, and I think that's very interesting. Sure. And also, you mentioned about you, this library, not only just for reading, but it is a hub space or a cozy space, I might say, for people who want to read, but there's also activities there, like a van, and et cetera. Can you dig more into that?
Yes, in our library, we already have some events other than reading books, like I mentioned before, for example, music, and watching movies, and seminars, small seminar, workshops, even some cooking demo, something like that. So it's a great place for you to learn, and you can, we see reading in a wider range. It's not only reading the physical books, but you read the people that you are meeting, you can read, you can understand the environment where you live, the earth where we live, so it's bigger than only reading books.
Wow, that is very interesting, yes. So reading is not only about reading books,
that's why we use the word bacha, or means read.
It's not specifically means to read book, but you can also read people, environment, that's why the library is bacha, that's cool.
Yes, and so what you do here,
yeah. Yeah, interesting. And because you said that this library is created and fostered between, it started with your friends who are also writers, and I believe so that you're also a writer, can you share your most memorable reading experience? Maybe your favorite books, or one of the books that kind of changed your life, and why does it stand out?
It's very hard for me to what comes to mind right now, because I've been reading so many books. In one day, I can read two or three books. So, but now what it comes to my mind is a book by Yanis Varoufakis. Let me Google the title, because I just forgot it. But of course, book from Cambodia and Ambattur, the tetralogy of Abu Manusia, and the book from Mutatuli Masabo. It's something that you should read, because fictions sometimes are more honest than the non-fiction history book. And by reading those books, you can understand our position today as Indonesian, why we are here today.
Yes, very interesting, Cambodia and Ambattur. It's a very classic answer, but it's a must. And I want to know, as a writer and as the co-founder of this library, how has reading influenced or affected your life? I'm pretty sure it's very intertwined and also correlated to your life. But can you explain more? How has reading influenced your life?
Oh, reading is giving a profound effect and impact in my life. By reading, I can teach myself. And also, I'm training my brains to always thinking, always to make a decision based on the facts, based on the research. So before I make some decision, I will comprehend it first, and I will really make it me more wise. And I can understand, I can be in someone else's shoes by reading books. I can feel the experience of people, the story that they are writing. So it's very, to me, reading books are very magical. Also, I see reading books, not only books, but reading in general, it's like a little time machine, because everything that's been put in writings was done in the past.
Wow, yes, so you were saying that books is actually a time machine because we are reading something that has been written in the past. And also, reading can, for you, personally, it enhance or harness your critical thinking, problem solving, and also part of it, I think, through reading you created this and make a new community yourself, your library, yeah?
Yes, and reading also a tool to start a conversation, to have equal conversation, because when you read similar books or similar topics, then you can talk to anyone who are interested in the same topic. So it's opening you to a bigger doors, to a bigger life, and it's very tremendous impact on my life. Also, by establishing my library, I've been experiencing so many, I always have magical things. People that I never thought would come to my library, they came to my library. There are so many great people that I wanted to meet. I did invite them, but they came to the library. Yeah, okay.
Wow,
so I got the book. Okay, that's the more recent book that I've been reading on and on again. It's a very simple book written by economist and politician, and he was a former minister of economy in Greece, Yanis Varoufakis, Talking to My Daughter, A Brief History of Capitalism. I recommend this book.
Okay, Talking to My Daughter. Can you repeat it again? Talking to My Daughter?
Talking to My Daughter, A Brief History of Capitalism by Yanis Varoufakis.
Okay, make sure that our listeners are noting that so you can read what has inspired Kanti recently. And I want to have a follow-up question in relation to Library Day. Today is Library Day. How do you view the role of libraries today, in especially today's world?
Library is very important for the public, because it's an alternative place. We say that the third place is not a house, it's not a school, it's not a mosque, but it's a place for public. When everyone can, they can approach, everyone can go into a library where they can actualize themselves, where they can, in this digital era where information is unstoppable, when every 5 seconds we receive new information, library, a safe space where you can decide what I want to learn, what I want to read. So you have the filter, the control is you when you are in the library. It's not decided by the technology in your hands, but it's your decision to decide what you want to know, what you want to see, or you can just sit and relax and just talking to yourself. So whether it's integral in this time.
It is very integral indeed. Just talking to you, it makes me want to go and visit your library. It sounds really fun. Yeah, it sounds really fun. It doesn't sound like a typical traditional library, but it sounds like a place where you can connect with almost everything. Ideas, people, and also environment, and yeah, I'm tempted to go to your library. Yes.
We also have coffee, we also have proper food, soft bunters, and burgers.
Oh, wow, okay. Finally, we have the last question. We're in the last question now. I want to ask you, Kandi, what do you think, and if you could, what would you like to deliver to the younger audience or the younger people in Indonesia, which we are currently facing an urgency in literacy? What do you want to say to the younger audience or maybe a message for them?
Well, what I can say is look into yourself. Do not disturb by the noise. And to be able to do this, you must find what thing that most interesting for you. What is your passion? What moves you? And you can find this by unplugging. Read more books, physical books.
So read more books. Through that, you can unveil your passion.
Yeah, you can find a book that you love, you can find it from comic books even, just from a few pages, books if you're finding it hard to concentrate. Because reading is also a skill, it's not something that comes naturally to us, it should be trained. So you start with picture books and then with a lesser text, still with pictures, but more text, and then you just go up and up, there's a level in reading.
Very, very
good. But it's a skill, it's not a hobby, you have to have a willingness. Just like when you want to play guitar, you want to be able to play piano or drawing, it needs to be trained.
Interesting. Reading is a skill, not a hobby. That is very interesting.
Yeah.
Thank you for being with us on this afternoon BOI Talk. Big thanks to our speaker, Kandi Wisnuwardhanijanis, for sharing her journey, her thoughts, and also ideas on reading and also the reading community in Indonesia. You can listen again to this BOI Talk. Thank you so much, Kandi. You can listen again to this BOI Talk on our YouTube channel, BOI Official.
Indonesia. Dan itu sebenarnya tradisi minum tehnya orang Sunda. Yemen is actually the tea drinking tradition of the Sundanese people. It originally developed by the communities around Mount Tiburai. The name comes from the Sundanese word Nyambit Tit, which means to bring closure. So, through tea drinking, we can strengthen the bonds of togetherness among us.
Therefore, the explanation of Nyambit, a tea ritual from the Sundanese land, which does have microsalon, is trying to preserve. Keeping on the tradition, the tea first comes from local plantations. It is brewed in the traditional way, using water sourced from springs around Mount Tiburai. Before boiling, prayers are recited over the water. The dry tea leaves are then added and left to steep for a while until the tea is ready to serve. When the tea is served in a teapot, the atmosphere must remain calm. The glass of tea is rotated twice, clockwise, over the palm of the hand. Then, the aroma of tea is inhaled 3 times. This is followed by sipping the tea 4 times gradually.
So in the ritual, there are 4 sips of tea. The first sip is just so let the tea touch the tip of the tongue. The tea is still between warm and hot. We don't drink it all at once. And the second sip, let the tea reach the middle of the tongue. At the third sip, let the tea reach the back of the tongue. And at the 4 sips, hold the tea for 3 seconds before you swallow it.
Researchers of tradition is considered a medium for spreading religious teachings. In fact, that Sunan Gurmjati often used the Nyambit tradition as a way to propagate Islam. Moreover, every step of this tradition carries its own profound meaning.
Jadi, dua, itu. So, the ritual is actually meaningful. Pretending the glass twice symbolizes that life revolves around 2 things, day and night, male and female, and others. Life is always about pairs. Inhaling the aroma 3 times signifies that our intention works. An action should always be good and pure. The meaning of the 4 sips is that within us, from when we were born until we die, there are 4 elements that always accompany us. Water, earth, air, and fire. These 4 elements will always be with us, providing goodness in line with what we see.
Memberikan kebaikan-baikan juga beriringan dengan apa yang kita inginkan. This tradition, which has begun to fade even among the Sundanese people themselves, is now being revived by Dasar through the Nyambit Festival, which has been held since 2017.
Dampaknya alhamdulillah, jadi the impact of the Nyambit Festival is alhamdulillah, although it's not significant, but more people are curious, enthusiastic about Nyambit. Oh, we actually have a tea drinking tradition, and it encourages people to make tea drinking as a habit. And then, in my opinion, it has also contributed to increasing the appreciation for tea among the public.
Apresiasi masyarakat, teman minum teh. Now, the Nyambit tradition is becoming increasingly well known, and Asian reporting that this tradition can be preserved.
Yang first tea in Indonesia remains preserved, especially in mountainous areas that still maintain their tea plantation. And our hopes for the future, as the Nyambit community, is to create a Nyambit village. This village will be integrated, not just hosting an annual festival, but also serving as a permanent Nyambit village.
Tahunan setahun sekali ya Nyambit tuh, tapi ada kamu Nyambit juga. protocols for guiding activities. Nothing is left to chance, so that we can go back and enjoy the fun of diving in Indonesia again. Or challenge ourselves to the next level. Or maybe a visit to the remnants of history. Or explore the best and most exciting site in the world. Be prepared to be mesmerized by unique and exotic marine life. Such a paradise for macro photographers too.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and MMNN.